Lesson 21, 1 Nephi 20 through 22. Introduction. As Nephi taught members of his family, he read from the brass plates, focusing on Isaiah's prophecies about the scattering and gathering of Israel. Then he answered his brother's questions about those prophecies. He explained that the prophecies applied directly to their family. Echoing the words of Isaiah, Nephi testified that the Lord would gather his covenant people, that even when the people did not live up to their covenants, the Lord loved them and invited them to repent and return to Him. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Nephi 20. The Lord chastises His people and invites them to return to Him. Show students the picture Isaiah writes of Christ's birth. Explain that this painting depicts the prophet Isaiah writing a prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ. Ask how many of them have heard of Isaiah. Explain that Isaiah was a prophet who lived in Jerusalem and prophesied to the people between 740 BC and 701 BC, not long before Lehi and his family departed for their promised land. Nephi delighted in the words of Isaiah and used Isaiah's prophecies to teach his family. Because Isaiah's words are poetic and filled with symbolism, people sometimes find his teachings difficult to understand. However, we can receive blessings as we study his words and seek to understand them. Explain that as Nephi taught his family, he read some of the words of Isaiah that had been included in the brass plates. He did this so he might more fully persuade them to believe in the Lord their Redeemer. Invite a student to read 1 Nephi 20, verses 1 through 2 aloud. Before he or she reads, explain that in this passage, Isaiah speaks to baptized individuals who have been unfaithful to their covenants. You may want to explain the phrase, House of Israel, by relating the following. The Old Testament contains the history of Jacob, who was Isaac's son and Abraham's grandson. The Lord gave Jacob the name Israel. The term House of Israel refers to Jacob's descendants and to the covenant people of the Lord. Invite students to read 1 Nephi 20, 3 through 4 and 8 silently. Ask them to look for words and phrases showing that the house of Israel had not been faithful to the Lord. Encourage students to share what they find. Display a piece of metal that is difficult to bend. Ask students what they think it means for someone's neck to be an iron sinew. Explain that a sinew is a tendon. Just as iron does not bend easily, a prideful person will not bow his or her neck in humility. The phrase, iron sinew, indicates that many people in the house of Israel were filled with pride. Have a student read 1 Nephi 20, 22 aloud. Why do you think the wicked have no peace? Remind students that when Nephi shared the prophecies of Isaiah, he urged his brethren, liken them unto yourselves. How were some members of Nephi's family similar to the people Isaiah called to repentance? Ask a student to read 1 Nephi 20, 14, 16, and 20 aloud. What did the Lord want His covenant people to do and say? You may need to explain that leaving Babylon and the Chaldeans is symbolic of leaving worldliness behind and coming unto the Lord. Invite students to share examples they have seen of people coming to the Lord and leaving behind worldliness. Have students search 1 Nephi 20:18, looking for blessings the Lord gives to those who come to Him and hearken to His commandments. How can peace be like a river? How can righteousness be like the waves of a sea? Invite a few students to summarize truths they have learned from 1 Nephi 20. Though they may use different words, make sure they understand that the Lord invites those who have been disobedient to repent and return to Him. Have a student read the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Invite students to ponder how it relates to 1 Nephi 20. Quote, Satan wants us to feel that we are beyond forgiveness. Satan wants us to think that when we have sinned, we have gone past a point of no return, that it is too late to change our course. The atonement of Jesus Christ is the gift of God to His children to correct and overcome the consequences of sin. God loves all of His children, and He will never cease to love and to hope for us. Christ came to save us. If we have taken a wrong course, the atonement of Jesus Christ can give us the assurance that sin is not a point of no return. A safe return is possible if we will follow God's plan for our salvation. There is always a point of safe return. There is always hope. End quote. How is President Uchtdorf's message similar to Isaiah's message? Testify that the Lord invites those who have been disobedient to repent and return to Him. Assure students that the Lord loves us individually and always invites us to come to Him. Invite them to ponder what the Lord would invite them to leave behind so they can come to Him more completely. 1 Nephi 21, 1-17. Isaiah prophesies that Jesus Christ will not forget His covenant people. Briefly summarize 1 Nephi 21, 1-13, by drawing students' attention to the first two statements in the chapter summary. Quote, Messiah shall be a light to the Gentiles and shall free the prisoners. End quote. And, quote, Israel shall be gathered with power in the last days. End quote. Explain that in verses 1 through 13, the Lord's words reveal His love for His people, even for those who have gone astray and have forgotten Him. On the board write, The Lord loves us, and He will never forget us. Invite a student to read 1 Nephi 21:14 aloud. Why do you think people sometimes feel that the Lord has forgotten them? Invite a student to read 1 Nephi 21:15 through 16 aloud. Then ask some or all of the following questions. What does Isaiah teach by comparing the Savior to a mother of an infant? What does the word graven imply? You may want to point out that we usually think of engraving on stone or metal in a way that will be permanent. What does it mean to you to be graven upon the palms of the Savior's hands? What experiences have helped you know that the Lord has not forgotten you? As students think about these questions and listen to each other's answers, they will be prepared to feel the Holy Ghost bear witness of the Savior. Share your testimony about the Savior's love. Remind students that Nephi shared Isaiah's prophecies to persuade us to believe in the Redeemer and to help us have hope. Note, give students time to think. When you ask questions, give students time to think about their responses. Effective questions often lead to thought and reflection, and students may need time to find answers in their scriptures or to formulate meaningful answers. Even if students' responses are not perfect, students will learn important lessons as they ponder gospel truths and share their ideas. 2 Nephi 21:18 through 26 and 22 verses 1 through 22. Nephi explains Isaiah's prophecy of the scattering and gathering of Israel. Place several objects, such as cups, together on a table or chair. Inform students that these objects represent groups of people. Explain that Nephi taught that Israel would be scattered to all nations because they hardened their hearts against the Savior. As you speak, move the objects to different parts of the room. Explain that this was an important subject to Nephi. His family was part of the scattering. They had been scattered from Jerusalem, their homeland, because of the wickedness of the people living in the area. Invite students to read 1 Nephi 21:22 through 23 and 22 verses 6 through 8 silently. Before they read, explain that 1 Nephi 21 includes a prophecy by Isaiah about the gathering of Israel, and that 1 Nephi 22 includes Nephi's teachings about Isaiah's prophecy. What is the marvelous work mentioned in 1 Nephi 22, verses 7 through 8, the restoration of the gospel? How can sharing the gospel be like carrying others in our arms or on our shoulders? To help students understand the scattering and gathering of Israel, you may want to read the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, Why was Israel scattered? The answer is clear. It is plain. Of it there is no doubt. Our Israelite forebears were scattered because they rejected the gospel, defiled the priesthood, forsook the church, and departed from the kingdom. What then is involved in the gathering of Israel? The gathering of Israel consists in believing and accepting and living in harmony with all that the Lord once offered His ancient chosen people. It consists of believing the gospel, joining the church, and coming into the kingdom. It may also consist of assembling to an appointed place or land of worship. End quote. Read 1 Nephi 22, 9-12. Explain that when the scriptures mention the Lord making bare His arm, they refer to the Lord showing His power. In 1 Nephi 22:11, what does Nephi say the Lord will do in the last days to show His power? How does gathering people into the church bring them out of captivity and darkness? Ask students to retrieve the objects from around the room and bring them back together in one location. Explain that gathering can be spiritual as well as physical. As we share the gospel with others and they are baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, they are gathered spiritually into the Lord's church. During the early days of the church, new converts were asked to gather physically in one location, for example, Kirtland, Ohio, Nauvoo, Illinois, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Today, converts are encouraged to build the church wherever they are and gather in their local branches, wards, and stakes. According to 1 Nephi 22:25, what blessings come to those who are gathered by the Lord? What do you think it means to be one fold? You may want to explain that a fold is a place where a flock of sheep is protected. What do you think it means to find pasture? In our day, God asks that all members assist in gathering His children from the four quarters of the earth. Testify that the Lord promised to restore the gospel and gather Israel in the latter days. How do you think those who are gathered, converts, will feel about those who have gathered them, those who have shared the gospel with them? What can you do to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others? Remind students that Nephi quoted Isaiah to help his family members have greater belief and hope in Jesus Christ. Isaiah's prophecies and Nephi's testimony can help us in the same way. Testify that Jesus Christ will not forget us and that He is actively seeking to gather us. Note: bearing testimony. You should bear testimony of the specific doctrines you teach in each lesson, not just generally about the truth of the gospel. When you testify, remember this counsel from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Bear your witness from the depths of your soul. It will be the most important thing you say to them in the entire hour. If we will testify of the truths that we have taught, God will confirm to our hearts and to the hearts of our students the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ." End quote. 1 Nephi Review. Take some time to review 1 Nephi by asking students to recall what they have learned in seminary and their personal study so far this year. You might encourage them to review the chapter summaries in 1 Nephi. Ask them to prepare to share something from the book of 1 Nephi that has inspired them or strengthened their faith in Jesus Christ. After sufficient time, ask several students to share their thoughts and feelings. Consider sharing one of your own experiences about how the teachings in 1 Nephi have blessed your life.